There is a massive shift going on, and everyone can feel it. Whether people are awake or whether people are not awake, humanity and all life on Earth is redreaming, reinventing itself. One world ended,
and the new one is yet to be born.
Welcome to the Voices of the One Mind, where the elixir of wisdom flows freely. Join us as we dive into the profound thoughts of extraordinary human beings who embody wisdom, offering insights that serve as a bridge to awakening. Unshackling minds from the chains of suffering, our conversations pave the way for enhanced health, enriched lives, and exponential spiritual growth. Get ready to sip on the nectar of the One Mind with us.
Welcome to a new episode of Voices of the One Mind. In today's episode, we will focus our conversation with our guest here, Bear Saurin, on the world of today and the massive shifts this brings with it. Thank you, Bear, for being again with us. Very happy to have you here. How do you feel?
Very welcome. Thank you very much. Feeling very good. Thank you for having me again. Always happy to be here.
So, as you heard in the intro, we would like to focus a bit on how do you perceive these massive shifts. I've been talking with people around me and myself. We feel there is something around us in the energy. How do you perceive it? What's your perspective upon it?
Well, how long do we have time? It's a very big one. It's a very big one.
Time doesn't exist, as you
time
always say.
Time doesn't exist, as I always say.
It's absolutely always an illusion, so.
Absolutely.
Eternal.
Eternal. I want to give a short answer. And the short answer is, one world is and has ended, not completely yet, but is at the verge of ending in the transformation of ending. The new one is yet to be born. That's one perspective to look at it. And the other one is that humanity and all life on Earth is redreaming, reinventing itself. And we all have heard about the Mayan calendar, that the Mayan calendar ended, and people had the idea that this will be the end of the world. And indeed, it is the end of the world. We have to specify world and Earth, two completely different things. Earth is the physical Earth and Mother Earth, how the First Nation people call it, where life and humanity and its whole habitat is living in. And world is the concept that all this life on Earth has agreed upon to live together. Now, one could argue, of course, that many have not agreed, but in general terms, that's what we call a world. A world is like a concept of existence, of coexistence, and how the existence is organized. That's a world. Indeed, there is a massive shift going on, and everyone can feel it. Whether people are awake or whether people are not awake, in every parts of life, we see that there is a huge shift. People who are on their way, on their spiritual path, and very well connected, see the great shifts on a on a spiritual level, on a higher perspective. And people who are not yet there see and feel these changes in their psyche, in their mood, in the daily changing of their environment, in terms of working environment. Everything at the moment in that environment, I talk to many people, seems to get harsher and harder and more controlled and more restricted. So let's say all life on Earth, including all animals and all plant beings, are feeling this massive shift. Now we have kind of this fraction which has the idea that the world is moving into a world of light, mm-hmm. into a world of peace, into a world of abundance, all these terms. And there is a fraction that says, no, the world will go into darkness, where I would argue, or not argue, ask where the world is in a pretty deep darkness at the moment. I mean, given that humanity still didn't make it until counting the year 2023 to kill its own species, sees how primitive the human being in its behavior, I would not even say animalistic, but how primitive the human being in its behavior is still at this very day. People have kind of shut down their connection and to kind of ignore that or perceive this as normality. Look at the movie world. If you look at the movies that are presented to humans, there's all about apocalypses and killing and demons and all these kind of things. It's almost impossible to find a meaningful movie nowadays. A meaningful movie without terror, without blood, without, you know,
aggressive
behaviors. So there is a huge shift now. I want to, before I go into more details, I want to make one thing clear from the beginning. In all these shifts, and I will go into that, how it comes to that shift, to that idea, there is no such thing than there is one bad group in this world that's very much out there, and I don't want to mention, everyone who listens knows what I'm talking about, that kind of wants the bad for humanity. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, there is the good group who wants love and light. We have to understand that too much light, very important, leads to darkness. An overflow of light leads to darkness. Must be like this. Must be like this, universal law.
But we need both of them, right, in our lives. So
this is the integration of both of it, the recognition of both of it, and the living of both of it.
That's and the acceptance, right?
And acceptance, and that's the human earth walk. That's the human earth walk. And why do I say there is no other group that wants bad for humanity? Is because everything is a projection.
Of? Projection of?
A projection of the whole human collective. Mm-hmm. And I always want
each of us would reflect into this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because so within, so without. Mm-hmm. So below, so above. And what does that mean? I want to depict it. Imagine there is a big cloud, mm-hmm. a huge cloud, invisible cloud. Everyone nowadays, when we talk about clouds to store stuff, right? Now take that idea of an iCloud, right? Mm-hmm. And instead of being a server somewhere, this iCloud is hanging above the world. Mm-hmm. Okay? And each and every thought is projected into this cloud.
Stored there.
Is stored in that cloud. So let's a moment think that cloud gets darker and darker and gets more humid. What happens? It will rain down. And the whole earth has, let's say, actually stay with this metaphoric, it's very good, because the water vaporizes from earth, is stored in a cloud, and at a certain point when it bursts, when it's too much, it rains down again. Now imagine the same thing happens with all the detrimental thoughts that we have. All the fights that we have go on within us and in our close vicinity, with our partner, with our children, with our neighbor, with our boss, with our colleagues.
All that energy is stored.
All that energy. Take this energy. I will stay with my metaphoric. Take this energy times 8 billion and store up that cloud. Everything is stored. All of this. And I'm not saying that humans only think detrimental. Right? There is also the very benevolence cloud, right? Where all the benevolent thoughts
But they are not in one cloud.
They are in one cloud. And at this moment, the detrimental part of that cloud is overfed. So what happens, as above, so below, this energy flows into the manifested life. Another metaphoric to that is the universe doesn't understand language. The universe understands energy. Energy, frequency, and vibration. The universe is that realm which gives order. The cosmos. Cosmos means order. Cosmos is the opposite of chaos. Chaos is chaos, and cosmos is the opposite of chaos, is order. So the cosmos gives order to that. And so imagine yourself at the moment you are cosmos, and you don't hear, you don't see, you don't smell, you don't have the senses. All you feel is vibrational fields and energy. And you are this cosmos, and now this cosmos, this is a metaphoric, people. So cosmos is not an entity, but just a metaphoric to easier understand. This cosmos, for a moment, this cosmos gets the information of that cloud. The cosmos sees the earth and sees that cloud, and sees that cloud is full of anger, of hatred, of murder, of all these. What is the conclusion of the cosmos? The conclusion of the cosmos is, this life on earth wants that, because it's dreaming this reality. Now we will go into that dream, come to a little bit more of a more spiritual explanation.
It's happening.
Exactly. And we will come more to more spiritual explanation in a moment. But the cosmos says, okay, I understand. That's what they want. You want more of this. And so the cloud opens and it comes down. And this, what I took as a metaphoric as the rain, is the manifestation on earth. So this what initially is only the dream, now manifests, creator beings, dream, manifestation. Of course, there is
multiple steps in between.
Multiple steps in between, but just shortcut, right?
It is like ask as it is given, right?
Ask as it is given. What you seed, you get. So we must not think that the killing in the world, wars that are decided between two nations, and when the TV tells us that these two politicians or this group of politicians against another group of politicians, they are the ones who initiated or start that war. Don't let yourself be fooled. If you hear that, switch off the TV and look into the mirror, and then you will see who started that war. And this is the understanding that has to come to every single human. By is one very simple phrase that sages tell us for thousands of years. If you want to make the world a better place, change yourself.
Start with yourself. Yeah.
Not even start just with yourself. There is you start with yourself and you end with yourself, and in between there is nothing else than yourself. You see, so very radical here. There is nothing to change in the outside. Yeah.
Or to
expect from the outside, exactly. It's another topic, but just as it fits here in
this
in that conversation. So, I was saying earlier, the short explanation would be life on Earth is reinventing itself.
Mm-hmm. How do you see or feel its reinventing?
How do I see it's reinventing? This is actually very simple. We are at a pivotal time of, you know, pivotal moment of change. And whatever the outcome of that change is, mm-hmm. is what the collective
decides.
Okay. Has dreamed. Mm-hmm. Yeah? What is the biggest dream of that collective? And that eventually, very much like in a nation, people are going to an election, and if more than 50% elect something, that will happen. Imagine this again as a metaphoric. The more people who have the same dream, that dream will manifest. It's literally a match of powers here. You see? And that's also a cosmic law. And it's not a fight or a war that is done in the outside. My personal dream that I have for life, not for the ego life, mm-hmm. but for life on Earth. Mm-hmm. My personal dream of this life is eventually, if this dream is wanted enough with really a lot of compassion to what is around and with enough energy, and if this dream is in alignment with the dream of many others, then we have this kind of collective dream, and this can manifest. Now, what people need to understand is, and that might be not such a good news for many people, especially for many religious people, that there is no savior to come to take you out of that not so nice dream, of that not so nice earth, and from one day to the other change it. Jeshua has walked this earth. Buddha has walked this earth. Many others have walked this earth. Great deities. If something like a savior would exist, the world would not be like it is today. Mm-hmm. So this understanding, and still, there was a huge obviously reason why these deities needed to walk the earth, because they gave huge impulses. Huge impulses. They left huge imprints for people to pick up. Let's stay with Jesus. When Jesus has walked the earth according to the Gregorian calendar 2,000 years ago, if you look back the last 2,000 years, how many wars, how many killing, how many destroying of life, how many destroying of species, how detrimental, how many natural catastrophes, oil spills, etc., 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 that happened in the world. Not to talk about the biggest one is domestic violence and things like this, much more than wars. I mean, if you count the detrimental energies that are imprinted, they are karmically imprinted from domestic violence compared to wars, I mean, that's 1 to 1,000. One the wars and 1,000 the domestic violence. And domestic violence is not only physical. I'm not, because that is actually not the most violence. It's psychological violence on children, especially women, especially. Definitely very pivotal times. And the outcome is yet not determined. The outcome is not determined as humanity and life on Earth. And when I say humanity, it's not humanity by itself who decides that. its entire life on Earth that is in a shift and in a change. If humanity wants to really manifest the dream of a peaceful life on Earth, a peaceful society, everyone has to sit with this dream and really sit in peace, visualize that dream. This is really a practical work everyone can do out there. Very practical. Don't need to go in circles and do a lot of things. You can just sit and manifest the best dream, the best world that you imagine that you want to live in. And send that to that cosmic cloud. This is the way how to create that world that so many would wish to come and love to live in and didn't yet find a way how to be themselves actively to do this. I mean, it's needless to say that putting oneself on a spiritual path, the way, the so-called the way, is a very fundamental thing, because the more we turn inwards, inwards doesn't mean inwards the body. Inwards means the more we get from a self-realization that we have done more than enough in our upbringing, meaning the feeding of the ego, right? The whole idea, all the stories, all the constructs, all the patterns that humans create around themselves in order to be in a safe space. We have to shed all of them. This is like a handbrake in the car when we want to drive a car towards a peaceful world. Two, I mentioned the world self-realization. Two, the realization of the self, meaning the realization what truly all of this is. It is the self, and truly you are the self, but you not as the being with its name. It's much bigger than that. It's something that you cannot name. And that is pivotal in such times, and such times have so amazing great opportunities. And at the end, when one says the outcome will always be what it needs to be and everything is perfect, I always say
in everything divine is perfect. Alignment, for sure.
It's all in divine alignment. It's exactly what is needed. It's exactly what is needed and what is asked for. This connection, humans in these times have a big chance to deeply reconnect away from everything. In one hand, everything is going towards more automatization, robots, computer, artificial intelligence, which leads the human completely away to its divine connection. Because the human is busy the whole day. I see children, young children, unfortunately, running around the whole day with tablets. They cannot realize anymore the world around them. They cannot realize the concept anymore of father and mother, of family. They are completely fulfilled by not only the information, also the kind of electrosmog that comes from all these LED lights the whole day on the body leads also the human body itself to decay very fast and disconnect ever more and more and more. And without having that connection to the one mind and having that channel really open, it is impossible to get off suffering, to get into a happy life, to get into a peaceful life, to live in a peaceful world.
And this is how you see the transition happening, right? Like towards these massive shifts. This is your advice towards a transition that everyone dreams about, as you said,
Exactly. So my advice is that that everyone is the creator of this massive shift. Everyone. That the, it's not created.
Contribution. Mm-hmm. Everyone is bringing his contribution.
This massive shift is not created by governments, by politicians, by the United Nations, by extraterrestrials, by whatever, or other groups in the world. This massive shift is created by me. And this understanding has to come. If we believe, if people believe in saviors, like deities to come to save them, or politicians, or voting the right politician, and then the world is in abundance and everything is good and everyone gets a fixed income and so much money on their bank account, and so on. Unfortunately, you will wake up in a nightmare. You will wake up in a nightmare if you're in disbelief, because the teaching of this time is, and that's the only teaching, get out of your comfort zone. It's you that you're looking for. This is the teaching of this time. It is you that you're looking for. And you need to know you. Know thyself. Know thyself. And once you know thyself, meaning have this realization of self, then the suffering can stop. The suffering will stop. In this time, it's also very important that, again, people focus on their inner life. People focus again on their beautiful dreams, on their beautiful visions, on the beauty that they want to see in life. See? You have to see that when you look into the media today, and when you, I mean, we say today, I've just heard someone saying, if you look into the media today, we have only bad news. I want to ask that person, when did the media ever share good news? I mean, I know that for 40 years, since I'm consciously able to hear news, or more than 40 years. And I'm very sure that older people than myself will tell me it has always been like this. So only the bad news were shared. So very little good news. This influence is finding the way back to oneself, not the ego self, but not pushing one's mind full with all this information out there, whether it's the internet, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, whether it's news channels, especially films. Films are full of messages, subliminal messages. Full. And if you have the capacity to see it, you can detect it every minute. You hear 2-3 messages in a film that go into the subliminal mind of a human being. And this human being hearing such a message over a year or two in various films, subliminally, unconsciously, will all of a sudden be an advocate for such a message and believe such a message.
And doesn't as well.
Distribute the message, doesn't even know where he got it from. But then you start to say, but this is the truth. This is the truth. I tell you, this is the truth. And people are convinced about that because it's the story they are telling themselves. I want to encourage each and everyone that trust that everything is within you. You are divine perfection. You are everything. Everything is within you. You have access literally to everything. Each and every soul aggregate manifests in this earth walk with different gifts. That's for sure. Because that's the variety of the many, and that's exactly what the one mind's intention is, to create this big field of colorful flowers. But the field is still the same. Mm-hmm. Meaning the root is always the same. It's just the top of the color of the flower that has different colors. And that makes this beautiful, colorful field. What is very important to stay with this metaphoric is the understanding, inner standing, that we are not the flower, we are the field, we are the root. We are the field where all these roots grow in. And that's what we are. The flower is just this earthly expression.
Mm-hmm.
But we must not confuse to identify ourselves the flowers. And unfortunately, 99% of people do that. They start to identify themselves as I'm this artist and I'm this musician and I am this manager and I'm from this nation. This is all the flower. However, and here is the point, at the very moment, if we stay with the metaphoric of the field of flower, we have quite a monoculture on that flower.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? That means that this human soul aggregate doesn't, because the inner standing was not there, live this gift. This gift that is imprinted in the soul strands, a very particular gift, is not yet lived. And that's why we have such detrimental behavior on the earth. Because it's a kind of a monoculture.
Mm.
And we have to have the courage
To change it,
and we have to have the courage to stand up and say, I live my gift. And what does us hold back from that courage? It's fear. It's fear of not fitting into society, into a construct, into a container, being outside. Because there is, at one stage, the idea came to be in a container, to be the same than others is a good thing. To not look over, you know, outside of the plate. It's so important because this, on a practical level, is the practice to do that changes everything on this planet. If everyone would be able to just live 20%, 25%, just 25% of their gifts, we would have the most colorful and beautiful flower field in the cosmos.
How can you find that gift?
That gift will
reveal him. Or
see, the thing is, people try to cognitively
find something,
try to cognitively have a question, try to cognitively understand how can I do things? Because the human mind has so much overtaken the human aggregate, where the real mind is the heart space. And humans have lost that ability to what the Native Americans call, I don't understand these white people, they said. They are thinking with their mind and not with their heart. What strange people are these? You see? And so, to come back to the compassionate, loving space, to the unconditional loving space, and try to integrate that in order to see the world from that perspective, through that lens, not from the ego lens. My name is Mark, and if I do this and this, they will talk bad about me, and then this will happen to me, and this, and you start to create all kind of these scenarios, and you're already lost again in drama, you're already lost again in suffering. And to make the way out of that, it needs some courage. And one that has firmly set out and had the courage doesn't need to find that gift cognitively. It will just unfold. It will just reveal because it's just natural. I'll give you an example. Your gift would be, it's metaphorically, because that's not a gift to run fast, but not a divine gift in that sense. But your gift would be running very fast. You are able to run very fast, right? And now you put yourself the whole day in an environment You live in a city, you work in a basement, and you work 12 hours a day, and then you come home and you are dead tired, and you eat and you go to sleep, and you keep on doing this. And then you sit down and say, hey, this guy Bear was talking about the gift. So now I sit down cognitive. What could be my gift? What could be my gift? And then you think and nothing comes. Well, what would happen if you would get out yourself of the environment that you are? Would your gift moving to live in nature, and this is metaphorically, moving from the basement, work 12 hours a day into nature and work in the forest, go and pick mushrooms and sell mushrooms, would your gift not reveal itself? The fast runner? Of course it would, because you are in nature and you have set the condition that every day now you need to walk into the forest, you need to walk long distance, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh wow, I run very fast. I can walk very fast and very long distance, and it doesn't give me bad sensations. I'm not getting tired. You understand this metaphoric of it?
Yeah.
So this gift really reveals by itself. Once you set the condition that the gift can be revealed. Another metaphoric would be when the container, let's say there is a container, and when the container is so full that nothing can be poured in anymore, how could that gift ever come out if the container is so full and so busy with all other things? So this container needs to be emptied.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be emptied in order to find that gift, because the gift is laying on the very bottom of that container. On the very bottom, it's buried there. And on top of that gift, there is everything. There is my work, my family, my kids, my survival, my money, my car, my house, my everything is on top of that gift.
Concepts.
Mm-hmm. These concepts, right? And before I don't, that doesn't mean I need to give up these things. This is what people sometimes misunderstand when I say something like, yeah, but should I give up everything? Should I now go and live in the forest with a tent or under the bridge? No, you don't need to do that. The only thing is you need to be aware that you are the projector, the director, the audience, the screen, and everything of that movie. You can stay in that movie. You can go back in that movie. Just you need to be aware about that movie. You need to be aware that you are this, and you need to be aware that, okay, now I go and play the movie, but now I don't want anymore and I step out. That means you are able to play in the movie without having a trauma, without having a deep connection to it, without having a bonding to it. That is the fundamental thing on this understanding, that you can still participate in the movie, but be aware that it's a movie, yeah. And you're creating the movie. So that you can play the movie without drama. That is, so to say, the thing for changes, you know. You need to be aware also, you need to be aware that you are the one to do the changes. And it takes courage. And it takes courage. And this courage is not something that needs to be shown on the outside. What does it mean it takes courage? Courage has this notion of, well, if I do it, I might get an opposition on some side. I might suffer on some side, you know, because otherwise there will be not so much opposition from the outside. It's these concepts and constructs that I have built up for myself that are crumbling and falling down when I start myself to have courage and I start myself to put myself on the way. This is the only enemy that there is. That all of a sudden, I leave my comfort zone. And all of a sudden, all these constructs, wow, you know, I am this and that, and I've built up this and that image, and I have this and that around me, and if I do that, it's not about the around me, it's not about the neighbor, it's not about the boss, it's truly, can you live with it? Can you hold it?
And let go all the
other
concepts.
To say it in extreme, they will not kill you. The only one who is killing you is yourself. You see? By degenerating more and more and more into that loose state of just staying on the couch like a couch potato and not getting up, living your dream. And when I say living your dream, people, I don't mean to become a millionaire and get one of these expensive coaches to tell you how you can get more and more money and live in abundance on a beach. That's not living the dream. This is not that dream I'm talking about. The dream I'm talking about is the divine gift that you choose to participate on this earth walk with this soul aggregate and to share this with all other life on the planet. This is the dream.
But many of us will say, well, if this works, why shall I change it? Even that I'm not super happy, let's say, or maybe some of us will either perceive that, okay, this works and I'm happy, that works, you know, like there is a bit of confusion out there. Because how can you say I'm happy with something if you didn't really meet the true happiness within yourself, right? You cannot do a distinction between inner happiness and just superficial happiness, right?
Very good point. Very, very good question. First of all, I would like to ask you as a representation of these questions, because okay. You said you asked this question and you said some would say, how many people did you meet that say that they would be, that they are even superficially completely happy? Very little if you go to the core. I met a lot of people, most of the people, it's just in a daily life, how are you? I'm good, right? It's probably the biggest lie
that one could say. Every day.
Every day, exactly. And if somebody asks me, how are you? My answer is always the same, I'm perfect. Perfect doesn't mean I'm good. Perfect doesn't mean that I don't have 39 degrees fever. Perfect doesn't mean that I'm laying in bed and throwing up. Perfect just means that I'm in that state that I'm supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Always. And that state, and this is also an understanding that has to come, in every state that you are supposed to be, you have to know, and that has to be understood, that you are in a perfect state. And once you accept it like this, you will also feel 3 days of illness in the bed and whatever you are going through into your life as medicine. Everything is medicine that comes your way. And the more painful the medicine is, the better the medicine works.
Lesson.
And when I say medicine, I don't mean physical medicine. I mean what First Nation people understand under medicine, you know. Medicine.
Or the lesson, the expressions
the lesson.
That
that's,
we
that's
live.
That's the medicine.
Events exactly. That happens
the
every day.
The lesson is the medicine. Mm-hmm. The lesson is the medicine. So this would be my first question. If you go to the core of the people, you would see crumbling there. If you really touch them at the base of their truth, no one is really completely happy.
But if you touch them there, there will be a bit of contraction in the body, right?
Absolutely. But this is not the point now, how people psychologically behave. Let's say at the one stage, people would completely open and would really tell their truth. I dare to say that their truth is that there is many things in their life they are very unhappy about. And many, many people are able to state that openly, without needing to go to the very deep core and opening them up. They say, you know, I'm not happy. I meet many people, they opening up to me and say, I have a 20-year ongoing depression. I just met one man who told me, since 20 years, I have this silent depression with me and I really don't know what to do with it. And I have money, I have a house, I have a good life, but it's there, and it's not so bad that it eats me up, but it's there, and it robs me some energy, some willpower, and things like this. Just recently, so this would be the first. And your point is a very good one, that you say, if people don't know this eternal happiness, this eternal freedom, people understand happiness and freedom as something earthly. Freedom, mm-hmm. For example, is widely misunderstood with, if I have made enough money, then I'm free and then I don't need to work and I can go somewhere. But then comes the cancer. And then how much freedom is there left? How can you deal with that? You see, are you free? No. Then another struggle starts. And another suffering starts. Eternal freedom, it won't touch you, nothing. And this eternal freedom can only be found when we realize the self. You see? We need to understand that all the suffering that humans are bringing upon, all the wars that they are having, everything is only in their mind. Mm-hmm. It's only in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Many people will obviously say, yeah, but there is really a war going on there and there. But I explained already in the beginning how this war is happening. Remember the big cloud. And that big cloud is fed by you. I have heard a native elder saying that when a butterfly opens the wing and makes one club with the wing,
mm-hmm.
it can change the climate.
Mm-hmm.
One butterfly can change the climate. Go into this mystic of that story, what that means. Don't perceive yourself as small, not important, that is not able to change anything. And when I say this, I don't mean to go into the ego and say, I'm the greatest, I'm the best, and the whole world is laying on my feet and I can't do
anything. Be an extreme.
That will be, no, but this is a completely different path. What I mean is get to know the grandness of your earth expression. And then, only then you will get a glimpse of what you're able to change and what you're able to do, what you're able to manifest, what you're able to create from the dream to the creation. Imagine a very simple example, very profane example. A carpenter who stands under the shower and has this idea, wow, you know, I want to build this closet, and in this closet there will be a hidden drawer, and it can open like that, and then I'll carve like this, and then I do like this, and then I do like that. He's dressing up, he's going to his workshop, and he's building to this closet. What was this? What was this?
A vision. A
creation.
Dream.
Pure creation force from a vision, a dream, a vision to the materialization.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the thing standing in front of me. So people think one thing, it's a very profane example. We take it as granted that, not we take it as granted, we don't even think about how a cupboard, how a car, how an engine, how a house, how whatever came into life. Not that I'm promoting now to produce a lot of things. I want to give you this as an example. Someone, a human aggregate, has dreamed something and it came to this someone. And with the right energy, this being was able to create out of that dream. That is creation. That is creation. You know, a cupboard doesn't build itself out of the tree. There needs to be a dream in between the tree and the ready cupboard. There needs to be a dream, doesn't it? There needs to be a dream. And all what comes to it.
Now you gave an example that is how to create something materialistic, but I would like to go back to what exactly we are trying to create, or what you suggested in the first place, or advice, or we as human beings to create. Because most of us are thinking about this dream, the house, the guitar, the land and everything, but I think we are not thinking about creating the world that we want to live in. A peaceful world, a loving world, healthy. I mean, everybody is wishing this for Christmas and all type of events to have a lot of health. I wish you all your dreams may come true. But I don't really hear people saying or wishing, yeah, I would love to live a peaceful, or in a peaceful life, in a peaceful world, you know?
Yeah. So just to pick up this last sentence, a person who says, I would love to live in a peaceful life, already confirmed by it that the person is not living in a peaceful life.
Yeah.
Okay. And the question here again would be, why? Because you are not creating that peaceful life within you.
Because we don't even think about it.
Yes, but I'm saying this is all unconscious talk.
Mm-hmm.
So your first question was, what kind of world we are creating? My answer is very simple. I don't know. I cannot tell you what kind of world humanity is in this very moment birthing,
trying to birth.
Mm. How that child is going to look like. There are many influential streams. You know, there is a huge part of group in the world that wants, or actually it's a smaller part of group in the world who has a big influence, who wants to have more control over parts and could be going to kind of a totalitarian world. There is another movement that wants to be in abundance and liberty and live under the palms and not be disturbed by anyone. And there is, so I not even with my best guess, I want to do an estimation of what the outcome of this is. I say I don't know. What I know for sure, that the outcome is not yet predetermined. Nonetheless, the huge New Age movement will fight me now and tell me, no, we are definitely the one, the war is won against the dark side, and we definitely will end up in happiness and in all light.
Like any happier movie.
You will have to overthink that, you know.
But and aren't we creating an outcome every second?
Absolutely, but this is the point that I made in the very beginning, that the human being is the creator of every second of every moment, right? Of every moment. And of course, this to create the world is a complex thing, because it is this moment that the individual human is creating his immediate world around him in the 3D, you see? However, every being on the planet, every life on the planet is participating in creating a communal world in another dimension all the time. And this is when I was talking about the cloud. There's another dimension.
Mm.
But this dimension will eventually manifest in the 3D.
Within this timeline or?
Within this timeline. So fundamentally is, I have to use the word time or moment. Humans have to withdraw a moment from the race, sit down and decide within themselves what kind of world they want to have, and give this dream, this thought, this vision, this dream into the cloud. Every now and then, you know, caress that dream and sit with it and dream some extensions to it, or just say, my dream is so perfect I don't need to add anything to that dream, meaning give it some manifestation power, and then let the dream go and go back to your daily opera, to your daily work, to your daily life, and live that life and your work, and that's important, in the alignment and in the spirit of that dream. This is pure manifestation. This is what manifestation is. And hence, out of that act, there will be materialization, meaning it will materialize on the 3D. And
so you just mentioned the steps of creation and materialization.
Yeah.
Maybe can you just summarize it? 1, 2, 3, just simplify. So first is the idea.
First is the dream.
Yeah.
First is the dream. The human being has the capacity to dream. Yeah. And a dream is not what humans understand. In a dream, we go to sleep at night and then we have a dream. Oh my God. No. A dream is creation in another dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that we have to understand. From a dream, then this dream that is in another dimension, we are bringing it down from that dimension into the human aggregate. The human aggregate is what? The body, the soul aggregate, the mind, and that spirit that is in the blueprint of that soul aggregate, that spirit that drives. This comes down into this level now. And from this level, we start to take the dream and create out of that dream a vision. This vision is now when the earthbound spirit of the human aggregate starts to go, starts to have this human dream about it, to visualize it. The dream is more earthbound, is more cognitive, is more already concentrated toward a fixer outcome towards a fixer outcome. Then, after that dream, we have the manifestation. After that vision, we have the manifestation. Well, now there is the vision. And in order to make out of a vision something that at the end is created, it needs some energy. Without energy, there is nothing going on. We can also say we have to accelerate the vibration so more energy comes. In all these steps, the vibration, the frequency is getting faster, so we get more vibration, and from that more vibration, there comes more energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and energy at the end is needed for creation. And when we then go from the phase of vision, we come into the phase of manifestation. That means we need to empower that vision with more energy. And how do we do that? Is that we take the vision and we place the vision already. It's all visual again. We place the vision already into the finished creation. So I cannot say imagination because that is a wrong word. I don't know another word to express. We have to think the thing already in existence.
Mm-hmm.
That is manifestation. To think the thing that I have envisioned and dreamt before already into the fourth state.
It's like you painted.
And in the third state, we have to think it already. It is already there. It is already done.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very important thing of that manifestation. That is the point of letting go. Letting go and surrender. That means after I have done that, I really let it go. And I cannot sit there the whole day and say, when is it coming? When is it coming? It's not coming. It's not doing. Because this is birthing. This is is a very important part of the female energy of the divine feminine is the birthing. Because what happens in this phase between the manifestation and the materialization? Now, as a metaphoric thinking in a practical way, the cosmos now needs to look if all of this is in alignment in that way with karmic and cosmic laws.
This doesn't mean that will happen.
It doesn't necessarily mean that it will happen now. It will happen in half a year.
When will be in an alignment?
When will be in alignment? It will happen. It will happen. It's only that the terminology is not yet clear. And then we are coming to the fourth stage, which is the materialization.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it physically in the 3D is able to physically birth, to physically be assembled and show up, whatever that is.
So this is the process.
And it can also be things that don't physically show up. I mean, mm-hmm. if you wish for a relationship, for example, the partner will physically show up, but you can also wish, for example, for better health.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It will not happen if in the cosmic and karmic alignment you still need to go through more pain. Pain. Pay attention inside now. P-A-I-N. So if you need more attention inside now, it will not immediately give you the release.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not always just something physically I mean, even health is physically manifesting, but right? So everything is always in a divine timing. And that divine timing, everything is always in divine alignment.
Right.
So in divine perfection. The biggest, coming back to the topic of the conversation, the biggest illusion that humanity finds itself at this very moment is that belief that something or someone else will lead humanity as a collective into some new world. Without them doing anything or doing much. That is a wishful thinking and a big illusion.
Thank you very much for being with us. It was a pleasure to focus a bit on the topic of nowadays shifts and the energy that we all feel and how can we contribute to a better outcome. I hope everyone through this episode will find their gifts through the process that we just elaborated a bit on. Hope the conversation was helpful and push a bit everyone to contribute and get out of their comfort zone. Was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Big pleasure to be here. Very grateful.
Thank you, Bear, for contributing to our episode, Voices of the One Mind. It was a pleasure again to converse with you about nowadays world and the big shifts that we all feel and go towards. Appreciate very much your advices and steps for finding our gifts and how we can contribute with our gifts to a peaceful world. And I really hope that you, the ones that are watching this, will step out of your comfort zone. And I hope that every one of you will contribute. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey with another voice of the One Mind. We thank you for your support, and to ensure that you never miss a drop of this wisdom nectar, click subscribe and stay connected with us on the onemind.org. Until next time, may your path be illuminated with profound insights and growth.